September the 11th, coming up to the fifth anniversary of that, aren't we, 9/11? London bombings from last year, and now last week's terror arrests. It's not long before conspiracy theories begin to surface. And if you have a good search on the internet, it's easy to find the latest claims that it's all a diversion created by the government. One man who knows more about these ideas than most is Andrew Johnson from Borrowash, and Andrew runs a website which goes into detail on these theories. He's here in the BBC Radio Derby Breakfast Show studio this morning. Andrew, thank you very much for coming in. Give us an idea, firstly, of the sort of things that your site looks at on the web.
Well, thanks for inviting me in. There's a whole range of stuff that I put on the website. There's basically a collection of audio material which I've gathered together over the last 3 years, covering all types of topics. Some of it's to do with 9/11, some of it's to do with the UFO and ET cover-up, some of it's to do with the moon landings. I've also got about 4 articles that I've written on there that I've had published on a website called Phenomena Magazine, which go into a little bit more specific detail. But a lot of the information is in a fairly raw format for people to just listen to or watch and then, you know, make their own mind up.
So there isn't great editorialization. You're saying you're presenting the facts as you see them, and then you leave the viewer, the listener, courtesy of the web, to make their own judgments.
Mainly, yes. I mean, the articles, obviously, that I've written, you can't write an article without giving, you know, a point of view or an opinion. So, yes, in the case of the 4 articles, I will give my opinion based on the facts that are included in the article.
But did you come to those opinions, you've already used the phrase cover-up, did you come to those opinions before you started looking at the facts?
No,
go in there with an open mind?
Yes, I did. I mean, this sort of collection of information has really gone on for many years. It's intensified over the last 3 years now that people have got things like very widespread use of broadband connections, so that actually gives you the facility to upload video and upload audio. So, for example, one of the things which is on the website, which you can download a clip of, is a clip of Neil Armstrong. Now, a lot of people, what a lot of people don't know is that in 1994, on the 25th anniversary of the moon landing, in the White House, Neil Armstrong said in front of President Clinton, and you can go onto the website and look at this video clip, it's not just me making this up or reading it in a book, you can hear him saying these words, and this is what he said: "Today we have with us a group of students among America's best. To you say we've only completed a beginning. We leave you much that is undone. There are great ideas undiscovered, breakthroughs available to those who can remove one of truth's protective layers. There are places to go beyond belief." Now, that is a very strange expression that he would use if he walked on the moon, which he was supposed to be commemorating.
What does that prove? You can interpret it in whatever way you want to.
Of course you can. So what you do is you present these facts in a sequence and leave the reader to draw their own conclusion.
But you've drawn one conclusion. I, on the basis of what you said there, can draw a totally different conclusion.
That's absolutely fine.
Can we just focus? There's so many things to talk about, but let's focus on contemporary matters and what happened last week. You have a view on what happened last week.
Absolutely, yes. Well, how I came to be in the studio today here was because when the reports broke of this supposed terror plot last week, I thought, this is just a joke. So I then went onto my email list and I said to people, here are my views on this latest terror plot based on...
Yeah, you're saying it's a joke. What's funny about it? Why do you think it was a joke?
I don't mean a joke in the sense of a humorous joke. I mean a joke that we're supposed to take it seriously when we've been presented with no evidence that these people are guilty. Now, if I can continue the story of how I how I came to be here today, I went onto my email list and I said to people, here's my view, which is as I've given you my view about some other things. If you agree with this view about the terror plot, why don't you email these email addresses which are in the media? And I sent this out maybe to about 50 people, something like that. Now, those people didn't have to do anything. They could have just deleted my email and done nothing. However, it would appear that many of them sent the email on to the media and they sent it on to their friends. And this then resulted in an article written by Duncan Gardam in the Daily Telegraph, which mentioned my name and the name of several other people, it wasn't just about me, saying that they'd had thousands of emails rejecting the terror plot. And the article title said, it's all truth. Activists say it's a conspiracy, something like that.
Yeah, but where's the evidence? Where's the evidence as a conspiracy here? Anybody these days in the email age, anybody in the email age can start sending out chain emails and saying this and that and the other. One can send loads of emails saying John Prescott's an idiot, loads of emails saying Cameron's a fool, and get a particular view
sure
going.
They can say anything wrong, but if I can tell the story of the article and the facts about it, for example, after I sent this email out, I was surprised to get a call because I've never had a reaction like this before. I've done this lots of times. I've been doing it for at least the last 12 months, probably longer. So I spoke to Duncan Gardam. He rang me up and I had to ring him back because I was out when he rang. And then he'd obviously done some checking on me because he said, she knew my wife's profession and I hadn't disclosed this anywhere. And he said, where did you get that information? He said, from company's house. I said, okay, fair enough. And then he asked me why I thought this was a fake plot. And I explained to him my membership of a group, which is called Scholars for 9/11 Truth. You can go onto this website. It's nothing to do with me except that I'm a member of it. It's been set up by a group of academics in the States. It's www.st911.org. And they have issued press releases, which I read and agreed with.
With the greatest respect, you've been here for 4 minutes. You've not told me one fact that what happened last week was a load of baloney.
Well, I'm trying to explain the background.
I know, we don't have 2 hours. I'm looking for a straightforward, succinct comment from you right now why last week's terror plot didn't happen.
Well, we haven't seen any pictures of any bombs that we know. We haven't seen any pictures of any evidence which say that those people are guilty. Right.
Okay, the proper process is being carried out on, as far as that is concerned, from the perspective of the police. But why rush to judgment? Why should the public suddenly have every single photo and everything hitting the national media?
Tony Blair rushed to judgment on July the 7th last year when he said it bore all the hallmarks of an Al-Qaeda attack at 3 p.m. on the afternoon of the attack. And that was despite reports in the morning that it was a power surge which had caused the problem.
Why shouldn't you, at best or worst, depending which way you look at it, be agnostic on it? You may say, hang on, let me finish. You may say, okay, based on the evidence, we can't say whether this is truthful or not, but at least stay in the middle rather than saying, oh, this is all a fabrication.
I haven't said any of that. I've given people some facts to make their opinion. If we go back to September the 11th, another of the facts that people are not aware of is the destruction of World Trade Center Building 7, which I discussed with Duncan Gardam on the telephone. He chose not to put that in his article. He chose to put in about the moon landings on my website, which I didn't even discuss with him. So he put in the article things which I didn't even discuss with him.
Isn't a journalist like that just taking the mickey out of you?
Yes.
Thinking you're just a bit of a joke?
Yes. And I discussed within the scholars group, which has got 300 members, including professors of physics, including professors of theology, who have published scientific papers describing aspects of the September 11th story which are false. And you cannot say that they are true because they break the laws of physics.
Okay, Andrew, we've got to close it at this stage. People want to have a look at your website, just remind us again.
It's www.checktheevidence.com and www.st911.org.
Andrew, thanks for coming in. 8 minutes to 8.
BBC Radio Derby.